can't really manage this influx of passengers who've been in a train crash and they have to look after them. The story's set all over one night, and these train crash survivors come up to the house and the people are trying to have a birthday party and they have to put them somewhere. There's a sort of element of Bunuel about it as well, I think. And it seemed to me just tremendously fun to lay the perfect dinner table and to make everything perfect and put roses down the centre of it and then just mess it up with the third class train passengers who, you know, wander around the house in dirty overcoats and just, you know, kind of ruin everybody's best laid plans. So I was kind of subverting. I was having fun.
The book, as you described, is creepy and eerie. It sounds like it could make a good film. And you're a screenwriter, or have been a screenwriter in the past. I just wonder if you're tempted to try and bring it to the big screen.
I sort of am. It was really inspired by theatre more than anything. And I really like the idea of seeing it on the stage. I think that would be amazing, particularly the pony element. I think that would be great.
Can you elaborate on the pony element for us?
I really don't like to give it away, but the pony is in a place where the pony should not be. And there's a certain amount of danger and anxiety and humour attached to what the pony's doing in the place it shouldn't be. So I think that would be fantastic in a theatre.
Sadie Jones was talking to Joanna Pinnock about her book, The Uninvited Guest, which you can hear on 4Extra every afternoon this week at 2:30.
The digital station on radio, TV and online. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Well, it's 11:15 and now the omnibus edition of Ambridge Extra. There's news for Lucas about his job interview and news for Phoebe about her mother. Time to catch up on this week's events in Johannesburg in Ambridge Extra.
Mind out, no, be careful.
Sorry.
Those pots are still drying. Don't touch anything.
I'll try my best.
Well, my son, if you come into my studio all dressed up in your Sunday best...
My job interview.
Oh, yes. So don't keep me in suspense. Did you get your promotion?
I don't know yet.
You've no idea at all?
No, I'll have to wait. They're going to call me later.
Well, you don't seem too downhearted. It can't have gone so badly.
Well, no, maybe.
Well, you've worked hard enough. You deserve to get it. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Thanks.
Even if it means you have to move to Durban.
Well, Mum, I wish it didn't have to be this way.
No, you've got to put your career first. And you've got a young family to look after.
You know how much...
Stay back. I'm going to put this onto the wheel.
And the kids, of course, they...
Lucas... It's all right, eh? We understand.
Really?
Yes. Now, you'd have to keep out of the way.
Yes.
There. I'm making another batch for the craft fair.
Perhaps I'll come back later.
No. Stay. We can talk as I work.
So, Devon's a long way, but it's not to the ends of the earth.
It'll be strange for me at first. I'll miss seeing so much of Sipo and Olutando. But I'm getting to the stage in life where I really appreciate my spare time. And now my little pottery business is starting to take off. I'm sure I'll find plenty to keep myself busy with. So you mustn't worry about me, eh?
Thanks. You know your support means so much to me.
Change is sometimes hard. But it's good for the soul, eh? Isn't that what they say, yeah?
I just wish Kate would see it that way.
Is she still worrying about the move?
Well, she doesn't really seem to want to talk about it.
Busy with her community work, eh?
No more than usual.
I know she's been putting in those long hours. How is the crisis center project coming on? And do you know how much she's paid for all that work?
Paid?
I'm guessing it's a lot less than she deserves. And Michael says... She's well-respected by his college friends.
Yes, yeah. I know she'll miss her job.
So, just be careful not to forget it, yeah? Be considerate. Don't take anything for granted.
I know, ma'am. But as a family, we don't really have any choice, do we?
Johan?
I'm
sorry.
Thank you, Kelly.
Please, after you.
Thanks.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Michael, hi. Come on in. Grad student. She was dropping off an essay.
I've got this for you, the paper you asked for.
Oh, great.
New syllabuses in rural schools.
Fantastic. That's good of you to drop it round.
I hope it's of some use.
Yes. If you wrote it, I'm sure it will be. I look forward to reading it.
And Johan, while I'm here, are you free this evening?
I'd have to look and see. Why?
Our son and his wife are coming round for dinner. Would you like to join us?
That's kind of you to ask.
Delia has been wanting to meet you, and I think you already know Kate, my daughter-in-law.
Yes, indeed I do.
I gather you've been working with her on this Women's Crisis Center.
Kate's a star member of our team. She's very committed.
Well, I'm sure you'll be interested to meet Lucas. You know he works as a radio journalist.
Kate did say he was in the media, yeah.
So, what about it? Nothing formal, just a family dinner.
Yes, I'd love to come.
Now Haley's upset, Roy's furious, and I can't say I blame them.
Well, I suppose you can't undo it now, eh?
No, the flight's been changed. Phoebe's already making plans for a trip.
Oh, Lucas! That clay's still wet.
Oh, hell. My good suit.
No damage done. Brush it off when it's dry.
Yeah, I'll get patience to do it.
Don't be late for dinner. And Lucas, this new job. Talk it through with Kate, yeah? I'm sure you can work it out together.
Well, I may not get it anyway. That'll be the end of the problem.
You didn't pick up my voicemail?
No,
You're going round to your parents-in-law for dinner tonight, yeah?
Yes.
Well, Michael's invited me to come and join you.
Johan, are you serious?
It's true, I promise.
Oh my. And you said yes.
I hear Delia's a very good cook.
But don't worry, if it's too much for you, I can always cry off.
No, please come.
Sure?
Yes. It's all about the move to Durban. Trying to pressure me. It'll be good to have you there. Have someone on my side.
Okay, then.
But, Johan, please, please be careful. If any of them pick up the slightest hint...
No, trust me.
Sorry, I have to go.
Hey, Sibyl.
Till later. You're not around.
Okay, then. Becky, bye.
Kit?
Hiya.
Hi. So, are you going to ask me how it went? My interview.
Oh, right. So...
Never mind. Is Patience here yet? To babysit while we go for dinner with my parents.
Yes, she's on her way.
And Phoebe?
She's staying over at Mandisa's. I called her to make sure she's okay.
Good. Apparently Dad's invited one of his friends from college.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't want us to be worrying about the kids. I want us both to relax and enjoy our dinner.
The thing about Johan, well, he's a great networker. Knows everyone. They all know him.
Good looking.
I'll let you be the judge of that.
Yeah.
As I said, he gets around.
Michael?
Well, he does have a bit of a reputation.
Aha! What kind of a reputation?
With the ladies, you know.
No, I don't know. Come on. Tell me more.
I've heard a few rumors. One or two ill-advised affairs.
Ah, well, now I'm even more interested to meet him.
Michael, hi.
Oh. Hello, welcome.
Tata, hi.
Oh. Hello, Cass.
Hello.
Come in, both of you.
Delia, look at you. Fantastic.
You like it?
Yes. Oh, wow. I've not seen that one before.
Ma, you look great.
Doesn't she just?
Well, I felt like going traditional tonight.
Oh, hey, and is this one of your new parts?
Yes. Hey. It's a bit of an experiment. What do you think?
Oh, yes, it's fabulous. I love the glaze, Delia.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually quite pleased with the way it's come out. Mm. It was a bit touch and go. I was afraid it would blow up in the queue.
That'll be Johan. Oh. I'll go get it.
Well, the mysterious Mr. Leroux.
Mysterious?
From what Michael's been telling me.
Oh, yeah.
Johan. So glad you could make it.
Well, so that's Johan. Now I understand. Come on, Johan.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I should.
Are you sure I can't tempt you?
Well, yeah, go on. I can honestly say that's the best malva pudding I've had in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. I bet you say that at every dinner party.
Would I lie to you, Delia? Come on, guys, let's have some support here.
Oh, yeah, great fabulous. Pudding, ma.
You're right, you can't beat it.
Well, as far as the cooking goes, I enjoy making a good recipe. But these days, I'd rather be out in my studio at my wheel.
Oh, that's me.
Lucas.
Yeah, I'll have to take this, sorry. Hello?
You're never off duty when you're a journalist, huh?
Yeah, that's certainly true of Lucas.
And he's still not finished his pudding.
So, Delia, Kate's told me all about your wonderful pottery. Mm. I hear you're quite an artist.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Oh, yes, I hardly see her these days. Shut away in her studio.
Oh, no, Michael.
And you've taken on an apprentice.
Ah, my daughter-in-law. Yes.
No, I'm just...
Oh, she's learning fast. She's coming on well.
I'm sure she has a natural talent. If her community works, anything to go by.
Really?
Oh, yeah, this new crisis center. She's brought so much energy and enthusiasm into the project. All these great original ideas for publicity and fundraising. Oh, she knows how to think out of the box. She's a real asset.
Well, for me, it's all been so exciting.
And for me, she's such a wonderful colleague. So great to work with.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. For an academic like myself to share my time with someone so young and sparky and full of life, it's a real privilege.
Oh, no, he's exaggerating.
And she's being modest. I'm sure the rest of the team feel just the same. We're so lucky to have her around. I hope she never decides to move on. I can honestly say we'd be lost without her.
Careful, Johan. Now you're making her blush.
Sorry about that.
Ah, you're back with us. No disasters you've got to rush off and cover?
No. In fact, good news for once.
Oh, come on then, tell us.
I did it. I got through the interview. They've offered me the job in Durban.
Oh, Lucas!
You got it.
Yeah,
that's great. That's wonderful news.
Durban?
Yeah, I still can't quite believe it, but...
Come here, you clever boy. Well done.
It's been a long time coming.
Our son, senior correspondent. Aren't you proud of your clever husband, Kate?
Yes, he's done well.
You don't sound too pleased about it.
Well, I'm... It's all happened so fast.
Kate...
I'm sorry. I'm not sure if... I mean, I don't know if I...
Kate!
I'm sorry, Delia. I must just go and...
So, what's the matter with her?
Working too hard. Tired and stressed.
Shall I go and see if...
No. I'll go and find her.
Oh, my goodness, it's getting late. Maybe it's time I was heading off.
Must you?
I'm so sorry, Johan.
Oh, Delia, please don't say another word. It was such a wonderful meal. Thank you so much.
Hold on, I'll open the gates for you.
Oh, thank you.
And I can only add my apologies to Delia's. I'm sorry it had to end like this.
Oh, the LaRues have their own fair share of family upsets. I'm quite used to it.
I hope it doesn't put you off coming again.
Oh, not at all.
Good. So, we must meet up again soon.
Yes, we must.
Shall we shake on it? And Johan, just a word before you go.
Yeah?
In spite of what happened tonight, Lucas and Kate are a very close couple. They and their kids mean everything to me and Delia.
I'm quite sure they do.
Forgive me if I'm speaking out of turn, but I feel I ought to say this.
Go on.
I may be getting old, but I'm not blind. Kate's an attractive woman, and I noticed something a little unprofessional in the way you are looking at her tonight.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, I think you do. And if you've any intentions of that kind, I'd advise you to forget about them now.
Michael, I can promise you nothing of the sort had even crossed my mind.
No?
From the bottom of my heart, I have a tremendous respect for Kate as a colleague. I'd never dream of compromising her in any way.
Good. Good.
So, can I have my hand back now?
And guess who's going to be there?
Mandisa, who?
Only the hottest guy in Joburg, Milton.
Oh, yes! Oh, wow!
And, Nkosi can't make it, so we'll have him all to ourselves.
Oh, where? When? Where?
10:30 at the coffee shop.
Okay, great.
We're going to talk plans for the camping trip.
Yes, yes, I'll be there. I'll get Mum to drop me. Or I'll get there somehow.
Phoebe?
Okay, then. I'll see you later.
Yes, yes. Bye!
Hey. You had your breakfast?
Mum, that was Mandisa. She wants us to meet up for a coffee this morning.
Where?
At the coffee shop on the avenue. Can you take me down there?
Now?
I said I'd be there at 10:30.
Oh, well.
We've got so much talking to do. Planning our trip to the Cape.
You and Mandisa?
Yeah. Mandisa's making this amazing playlist for us to take with us. She's downloaded all this really cool stuff from the net.
Has she?
Yeah. She knows a site where you can get it all for free. She's into this really great indie band from Cape Town.
Oh, so what are they called?
Oh, you wouldn't have heard of them, Mum.
Oh?
It's not your kind of music.
Oh, really?
No. That's why it's so awesome, me having a friend like Mandisa. She knows all the coolest sounds, and she's such a great person to hang out with.
Oh, Phoebe, whoa, listen.
This camping trip is going to be so amazing. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Phoebe, hold on. Aren't you forgetting something?
What?
About this morning? Our trip to the mall?
Oh.
I've got the day off specially, so we can have a really nice time together and do some serious shopping.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some quality time with your mum. I've been looking forward to it.
Yeah, but I just said to Mandy...
Hey, come on. You can see your friends any time. Maybe we can find some stuff to take on your trip to the Cape. Some new jeans?
Yeah. Yes, okay, Mum. That'll be nice.
Great. I'll just go and check my emails and then we can head straight down there.
Okay.
Hiya.
Hey, you're not going to like this, but I've got some bad news.
Aren't you coming back to bed?
Ah, some of us have work to do. Load up all my pots for the craft fair.
Ah, just a quick cuddle.
Huh? Oh, I know you. One thing leads to another.
Yeah, Delia. It might do you good to slow down, relax for a while. And you must try and stop worrying about Lucas and Kate.
I'm not worrying. Mm. But you can't expect me to forget about it either.
I'm sorry it spoiled our dinner party.
I wish it hadn't all happened in front of Johan.
He's a man of the world. I'm sure he's seen far worse.
But apart from anything else, he's Kate's colleague. A boss, even. What a way to find out about your staff. It's not professional.
So, a case of bad timing.
Oh, it was all so embarrassing, Micah. In my house, at my table.
Though, if she's really so upset at the idea of the move...
Well, from the way she behaved...
Lucas needs that job. He can't afford to turn it down, and I mean that literally.
If it was just about the money...
I think Kate is so wrapped up in her own world, she sometimes forgets that Lucas is the breadwinner. It's his job that pays the bills.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, Michael.
And this promotion is what he's trained for. Why he works so hard to get through university. It will give him some real intellectual stimulation. She can't expect him to sacrifice it all because he doesn't want to move to Durban. That would be just plain madness.
Well, you are right. Us worrying about it isn't going to help anyone. They'll have to sort it out between themselves.
Ah, let's hope so.
Okay?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go! Done. No, you've still got some left.
Just a tiny bit.
You cheater.
Okay, so let's call it a draw.
Oh, okay. You up for another?
Oh my gosh, that was great, but no thanks.
So back to the shops?
Yes. I just checked my messages.
Oh, you're still pleased with your new cover?
Oh, yes, it's great. I've been wanting one for so long.
Good.
It was really kind of you, Mum.
And the T-shirt? It's not too late to change it.
No, I love it. I'm definitely going to keep it.
Okay, so shall we,
Mum, I heard Lucas on the phone last night talking about this new job in Durban.
Was he?
He said it's going to start in 3 weeks. So what's happening? Are we going to move?
Oh, maybe. Who knows? Nothing's been decided yet.
So what about my trip to the Cape?
Phoebe, nothing's going to interfere with your camping trip. I won't let it. And that's a promise, okay?
Okay.
So let's go and have a look at these jeans, yeah?
They're great, Mum. I love them, but...
Yeah, I think they'll really, really suit you.
They're so expensive.
Never mind that. Don't even look at the label, okay?
Sure.
Anyway, I've got an online account here, so I might be able to get a discount.
Which shade, though?
Oh, no, that's a tough one.
Okay. Oh.
No, no, that's mine.
All right. I'll pick out two and see what you think.
Oh, or maybe try the black, too.
Okay.
Johan. Oh, my... What? Johan?
Here, how about these? Mum, are you okay?
Yes. I mean, no. but there's a text.
What's the matter? Who's it from?
A friend. Becky.
She what?
I don't know. She's in hospital. She wants me to come. She says there's been a real emergency.
Emergency? I don't get it.
No, I don't know, Phoebe, but I'll have to go.
What? Go now?
Yeah, yes, I'm really sorry, but it's...
But what about me? What about our shopping?
Look, sweetheart, I am so sorry, but she wouldn't text unless it was really...
But what am I going to do?
Here, look, here's some money. Buy yourself a pizza or something.
Pizza?
Hey, look, Delia's here with her pot stall. Why don't you go and join her?
Mum.
She's just outside, at the craft fair in the plaza. I'll call you later. Bye.
Ah, hey, Nombanzi, the way he was chatting you up, you should have charged him 1,000, yeah?
Gogo.
Oh, well, surprise, surprise. Oh, I wasn't expecting to see you here.
No, I was shopping in the mall with Mum.
Is she here too?
No, she had to go.
And left you all alone?
Yes.
So that's why the long face,
huh? No, it's okay. I don't mind, really. But is it all right if I hang out here for a bit?
Yes, of course. It'll be nice for me to have some company.
Thanks. None of my friends are around. Mandisa's not picking up. I'll get so bored just hanging about on my own.
You're worried about getting bored?
There's not much else to do here.
All right. So, my feet are hurting me already. So why don't I sit down and let you take over for a while?
Take over the store?
Yes. Just stand there and take the money. You can do it.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, look. Here comes a customer. Go on. Let's see what kind of a sales girl you are.
Nandi, can you wait a minute? I've got a message.
Mandisa, hi. There's been another change of plan. Mum's had to go, so I'm all alone at the mall. If you're around, can you give me a call? Or I'll be at the car fair in the plaza. Thanks, bye.
Craft fair. Okay. Nandi! Yeah, you go to the movie, I'm going to meet Phoebe.
Or how about our special July offer? These two for 500?
Go on then, I'll take
a special offer?
Wait. Shall I wrap them for you?
No, worry, I'll take them.
Okay, thanks. Have a nice day.
Nice day.
That's two more sold, Gogo.
Oh, you and your special offers.
Well, they were special pots, weren't they?
Oh, you've got a natural talent for it, girl. You've sold more in the last half hour than I have sold all morning.
It's been fun. I've enjoyed it.
Oh, go on like this and you'll soon be selling fridges to Eskimos.
Hey, Phoebe.
Oh, Mandisa.
Does that mean I'll be losing you?
Well, I'm getting quite hungry.
Oh, yes, of course. You must be.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Madikani.
Oh, hello. So, where are you two off to?
What do you feel like, Mandisa?
I'm easy.
How about we grab a pizza, then take a cab back to my place?
Mm, yeah, sounds cool.
You know which taxi number to call?
Yes, it's on my phone, and Mum's given me the fare.
All right. Well, before you go,
I think I owe you some commission.
No, don't worry about it.
Go on there. You take it.
Wow. Thanks, Gogo.
200.
Well, you've earned it. Now, off you go, and be good. Don't go getting into any trouble.
Johan.
Guys, hark, quick, come on in.
What's happened? Are you ill? Or has somebody found out about...
Hey, relax. Everything's fine.
So why did you text?
I'm setting some new coursework for my first years, yeah? Fundraising through social networking.
What?
So I pinched your idea, but I'm in a mess. I need some urgent advice from an expert. Someone who's out there using it now.
Johan, you mean...
Well, it worked, didn't it? You came. Just when I needed you.
I was so... I thought something terrible.
All right, I apologise. I'll go down on my knees.
There's no need for that.
It's only because I admire your work so much. And nobody else would do. So, am I forgiven?
Yes. Yes, all right. This time...
The thing about my mum, most of the time she's great. She's just not very reliable.
So, show me these jeans.
I'm just finding them. The website's a bit slow.
It's not your laptop.
Mum's. Oh. Mine's upstairs somewhere. Oh, there. That's them.
Ah, hey, yes. I like them.
But you see how much they cost.
Whoa!
It's a shame Mum went off before I could buy them.
Yeah, well, now you've got that word from your Google, you know?
Still not enough, though, is it?
Okay, so you said your mum has an online account.
Yeah, but...
So why don't you just order them now? Then you can put them on her card.
Because I don't know her password. Duh.
Okay, mind out. Let me have a go.
Mandisa.
Right, log in. Log in. There. That's her username.
We still can't...
I bet it's something really easy, like... how do you spell your brother's name?
S-I-P-H-O.
No. Okay, let's try your sister.
N-O-L...
Yeah, I know.
There, I told you.
Wait. When's your sister's birthday?
19th of January.
1901 and... Hey! Ta-da!
Wow.
Am I an ace hacker or what?
Yeah.
So, jeans? Which shade do you want?
Oh,
hey, your mum's got mail.
Mandisa.
Why not?
Bet it's something really boring.
Energy bill.
See, now let's...
Whoa, hey, what? kiss, missing you already.
Oh, Mandisa, no! That's Lucas, I'm not looking.
Still thinking of you. Oh, can't wait till the next time.
La la la, I'm not listening.
Whoa, you're the sexiest volunteer in the whole of... Oh, my.
I said, I don't...
Phoebe, it's not from Lucas.
What?
No, look, it's from some other guy. Johan?
No, that can't be right.
It's there, look. That's his email. Johan LaRue?
Some kind of a joke?
No. Not joke, Phoebe. Your mum. She must be secretly making out with him, this Johan.
Wait. When was this sent?
Just now, a few minutes ago.
Oh, my God. That's where she went. That's why she left me at the mall.
You think?
Yeah, it wasn't Becky. It was all a big lie. She went to be with him. Oh, Mum.
Ambridge Extra was written by Simon Frith, directed by Peter Leslie Wilde, and produced by Sarah Bradshaw. The editor was John York. And for the next episode, be here Tuesday at 2:15 in the afternoon. Now, we've got a wonderful wildlife adventure for you in this week's 4 o'clock show. Kate Humble is reading Skyhawk, a tale of friendship between two children built upon a secret that they share.
a pile of sticks lay on the topmost branches. Something was moving inside. Something was pulling the sticks into place. And then I saw it. Osprey, I whispered. I could hardly believe it. We've got Osprey here. You won't tell a soul, said Iona. Course not, I said.
Kate Humble, reading Skyhawk, which starts tomorrow and runs all week in the 4 o'clock show with Mel Gedrich.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Next, it's a rather interesting idea. If comedian Rob Wilson were brought back to life in the present from his heyday as one of Britain's most popular music hall and radio comics of the 1930s and 40s, what would his pessimistic personality reflect on now? Well, here he is making as little sense out of life now as he did 60-plus years ago in the second episode of I Should Say So with Michael Williams.
It was Arnold, the town clerk, well, part-time when he can fit it in, who told me about this real ale they've put on down at the Dog and Pullet. He'd gone deaf in one ear and he couldn't work out which one it was. Somebody told him to stick his head underwater in the bath and see which one the bubbles came out of. Well, he couldn't see anything with his head underwater, so he called his missus in to watch. But she got hysterical and pulled the plug out. Real ale. I couldn't help wondering what they've been giving me all these years. Arnold said you can't drink so much of it, so I don't think it can be an improvement. Charlie Bates went in for brewing his own when it got to 50 pence a pint. He bottled it up and kept it outside in his chicken coop. One night the bottles started blowing, and that set the chickens off, and his mother-in-law, who had come to stay while her place was being fumigated against Death Watch Beetle, screamed blue murder about being ambushed by Red Indians. Mind you, Charlie did us a good turn when he brought a couple of his bottles to the cricket match. It's the Dog and Pullet Irregulars versus the St John's Ambulance. We have it every year to raise money for the village hall. The hall blew up a few years back in mysterious circumstances. Rita, my wife, you know, her name is Alice, but I don't want to go into that. She said it was something to do with North Sea gas and swore she smelt something fishy up there the last time she went to bingo. Anyhow, ever since then we've been trying to raise the money for a new hall. Old Fred Binns, the treasurer, just snuffed it without a word of warning, and we discovered he'd let the insurance lapse. So that's why we started the cricket match, and oh, I knew I'd get round to it. That's why Charlie's home brew came in handy when the St John's people put on this beefy fast bowler. He was a heavy goods driver, and his wife had just run off with a banjo player in one of those jazz bands. Well, he wasn't in a good mood. The heavy goods driver, I mean, not the banjo player. I don't know how he got on, but in any case, he asked for it. He threw the ball down at our chaps as though he hated the sight of them. It got so bad that the next man in wouldn't come out. He caused so many casualties in his first spell that the rumour went round that the St John's Ambulance people had brought him in so that they could try out their first aid. During the second cloudburst, Charlie slipped the bowler a pint of his special. He hit the pavilion clock with his next delivery and they took him off. After the match, Arnold called a quick meeting and said that the village hall had become a liability. We hadn't enough in hand to pay the auditors to do the books and the bank charges were not running in our favour. Arnold said that if there had been a village hall, we would have had to have had it pulled down to pay the rates and then sell off the land to pay for the upkeep. Arnold gets a bit technical when he's on this real ale. Arnold pointed out that we couldn't even offer the hall a security as it wasn't actually there, and working this out seemed to sober everybody up. Then someone said it was a load of hot air and the idea of the hot air balloon was suddenly, well, in the air. I seem to remember, though it's all pretty vague, but there was this chap with a ginger wig that had slipped over one of his ears. He was holding on to the bar and he seemed to know all about these hot air balloons. He said there were competitions to see how far someone could get in one of these contraptions. There was sponsorship, he said. The further you went, the more you got. Then we got bogged down working out how much at 20p a mile if you got to China. Somebody organised a quick draw with beer mats and Arnold and Charlie Bates were chosen as our team. Charlie climbed onto the bar and started flapping his arms and squawking like a chicken. At the time, I couldn't see the connection. To tell you the truth, I still can't see the connection. After we got outside, a couple of the lads started running along the road, making a noise like an aeroplane. Then they picked Charlie up and threw...